Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community connections on Tuesday morning, and as usual, I've got Claire, the garden editor, on the telephone. Good morning to you, Claire. You all right?
Good. I am very well indeed, thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you too.
What have you done with the weather over the weekend, Claire?
Well, as we were just saying,
I know you're secretly happy about it.
I am. And, you know, trust me, I spend most of my time outside. So this glorious weather we've had over the last week, really hot temperatures, I have loved. I am solar powered. I think it's brilliant. But it has been incredibly dry. It's the driest March on record since 1961. And we've had zero rain, really. So this rain which is coming, yes, it might be a pain, but it's actually really, really beneficial. So I'm sorry that it's coming in the middle of school holidays for those people affected by that. But the plants will actually need it. But we have had those lovely couple of weeks, haven't we? It's been absolutely brilliant, ripping weather.
I know, yeah. And Sunday afternoon, it just went a bit downhill, didn't it, really?
Yeah, well, as I say, that this is probably more like normal temperature. The last couple of weeks have been abnormal, and we might get more of springs like that, but we also might have springs a bit like last year. Do you remember when it was incredibly wet and incredibly grey and soggy? So on the whole, I really prefer this spring, I think.
Yeah, thanks for cheering me up there. Thank you very much. Right, we're doing a Q&A session today, aren't we? You've got some questions there.
We are. And thank you so much for our fantastic listeners who've come up with some cracking questions. Right. So, Dave, would you like to hear from Mary, Faith or Danny, first of all?
Let's go for Faith.
Okay, so Faith from Basingstoke, thank you so much for your question. Faith asks, as the Easter bank holiday often provides extra time for gardening, what are three gardening tasks that are typically done in the UK during early to mid-spring? Brilliant question. A lot of people do like to get out in the gardens or, you know, subject to what the weather's doing. I know I've just distressed you by talking about good rain, but it's a great time to get out and about in the garden. There's a few things you can do depending on what your garden is like and how much time and energy you have. So key things to do at this time of year are, if you've got plants which are climbers, so things like roses or clematis, typically by now they will starting to be shoot upright. And what you want to do is to get the little bits which are sticking out, and you want to tie them into anything which they're climbing up. And the more horizontal you get them rather than vertical, the more flowers you will get. It's a weird hormone reason why. I won't bore you with that because I know you, if I drone on too much, you probably mute me. But so tie in your climbers is thing one. Thing two, if you've not had a chance to already and you want to try and improve your lawn, listen back to one of our previous episodes about lawn care, but basically scrape off all the old stuff, make holes in your lawn, either with a fork or with an aerator, if you have one of those very posh Fandango things, and then add in lawn seed and sand and top dress that, and that will start to get that off to a good start. Faith, if you like planting things, there are things you can plant out now. Traditionally, early potatoes were planted out on Good Friday. You know that. It was like kind of burying in the tomb. So traditionally, Good Friday. Yeah, Good Friday. Well, it's weird because obviously Easter moves around, so I'm not quite sure how that works out. But there we are. So if you've got any seed potatoes ready to go out, those can go out now. And you can start to plant out various things. You can probably start off some more seeds indoors if you like sowing seeds. I'm starting off some scabious, and other people are starting off courgettes or nasturtiums. So if you want flowers or veg, there's various things you can start to plant off now. So I'd say tie in what and look after what you've got going on outside. Look after your lawn if you want to. You can get sowing things. If you want extra brownie point space, and if you have any plants which are looking a bit floppy, like peonies or delphiniums, you can do something called staking, which is a very posh word of shoving things around the plant to stop it flopping over. You can spend a fortune on these, get these really lovely posh ones made from metal, and they look very, very glam. Or you can use any bits of pruning that you've got. So I quite often use the pruning from the winter and just shove that around plants, and the plants will grow up and it will look very naturalistic, but it means those plants won't fall over when they're about to bloom. So I hope that helps, Faith, and gives you some things that you fancy doing over the Easter bank holiday weekend.
Well, that keep you busy, wouldn't it, Faith?
Yeah, absolutely. So Faith's probably thinking, goodness me.
We should have asked the question now.
No, seriously, Faith, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Let's go. What about Danny?
Danny. Well, Danny asks a really interesting question as well. Danny from Basingstoke, thanks for your ask, which is, are there any traditional plants or flowers that are particularly associated with Easter? Now, this is super interesting because I was thinking about plants which are in flower this time of year, and there's a few things which are obviously very traditionally associated with Easter, are things like daffodils. Quite often you'll see daffodils out and about at this time of year, and it has been a great year for daffodils generally. The ones which flower latest, which I think are best, are something called Narcissus thalia, and she's a bit white
Here
and she's
she goes.
double-headed.
Here
Here
she
we go.
goes.
Don't worry,
Here
I'm
she
just
goes.
warming up. I'm just on the warm up. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. I'm on the slope. I'm committed.
Oh, there's a title for a song there somewhere.
For sure. So daffodils are typically associated, and you can buy them in pots, potted up if you want to give someone a gift over Easter. The things which are a bit more long lasting, there's something called Pulsatilla vulgaris, which is also known as the Pasque flower or the Easter flower. And this is a really lovely flower which is typically found on alpines, on mountainsides. And it's got really soft velvet flowers in purple or in white. And it has really cool, funky seed heads afterwards. And it's called the Pasque flower, which means the Easter flower. The Latin name, sorry, Dave, is Pulsatilla vulgaris, and that is a cracker of a plant. And that's definitely associated with Easter. And the last one is something called Lenten roses, which are some of the hellebores we've talked about in the past about winter interest. Some of the later ones were still going on. I've still got some cracking on in the garden as well. So your hellebores, your daffodils, and your Pasque flowers are three plants which are traditionally associated with Easter. So happy researching slash shopping slash buying those, Danny.
Absolutely. And the daffodils, because I think we've got some s small daffodils in our in a vase in our kitchen, and they really do smell. They're really, really fragrant, the small ones.
They do. They might be something called Narcissus tete-a-tete, which is the teeny
Oh
tiny dinky
dear.
ones. And they do. Now, if you're into flower arranging, traditionally daffodils don't like going in garden in pots with other plants, with other flowers, because they kind of exude a kind of a bit of a toxic goo. So if you find you have that, I tend to put the daffodils in a little vase in the centre, and then put that in another bigger vase, and then you put the other flowers around that, and then you don't get the water mixing. So that's a top tip if you like doing your flower arranging.
Okay, or what about the question from
From
Mary?
Mary.
That's it, yeah.
Mary from Hook. Thank you, Mary. This is a bit of a theme actually here. So Mary was asking, considering the typical weather conditions in the UK during Easter, what are some
Wet.
early wet
Wet.
or very dry
Yeah,
or very
okay.
sunny or very windy? Pretty much, well, what are we saying? We're saying Easter could be any weather, aren't we? And
Absolutely,
Mary's
yeah.
asking, what are some early flowering plants that could add colour to a garden at this time? Well, Mary, as you've heard, Easter is a really variable season. Weather forecasters will tell us that we're more likely to get snow at Easter than we are at Christmas. And we've
Really?
had temperatures. Yep, absolutely. And we've
Oh,
had
God.
temperatures into the 20s, high 20s, as well as very low temperatures overnight. And what we're looking at is plants which really like these conditions. And there's two groups of plants which really love this, Mary. Firstly, are the alpines. So things like that Pasque flower we were talking about early is an alpine native. So anything which has to cope with lots of wind and lots of wet and cold conditions, but still flowers its socks off early in the summer. Like things like sea thrift and alpines are brilliant for colour at this time of year. And the second group, which are really good for early colour, are woodland flowers, because woodland flowers have to get in there early before all the leaves and the woods come up and the trees cover out their sunlight. So things like cowslips, things like lungwort, also called pulmonaria, things like the lamiums, the nettle grapes, they all are absolutely chock full of colour at this time of year, particularly the blues and purples and yellows. There is a scientific reason why we see these colours early in the season, and I'm really sorry I can't remember, but prod me in a
Oh, you've
couple of weeks'
disappointed
time.
me now. I
Yeah,
thought you would
I've
have
now given
known
myself some
that.
homework. I know, and I'm now cross with myself that I can't remember it.
Right, detention
But
then
yeah,
after the show today. I have to stay in and
indeed,
do
indeed.
lines.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'll do my lines.
Yeah.
But But Mary, so alpines and woodland plants are really, really great at this time of year. So pulmonarias, cowslips, lamiums, a lovely one called bleeding heart, which is Lepracampos, very long word, but bleeding heart, really lovely arching fronds of like little tiny hearts looking like they're in a necklace, either white or pink. Really, really beautiful. I'll add some photos onto the social media after this goes out so you can see what I'm talking about. But I hope that gives you some ideas.
Thanks for that, Mary. That's good questions there. Some good questions, isn't it?
Yeah,
You
some
got a
good
couple
questions.
more?
We have, and these two are similarly linked. So should we hear from Jenny first of all or Brian?
Let's
Your
go
pick.
for Jenny, King's Furlong, wasn't it, Jenny?
That's right, Jenny from
Yeah,
King's Furlong. Thank you very much
let's
for
do
getting
that
in
one.
touch. And Jenny is ahead of us here. She's saying, given that Easter can sometimes coincide with the last frosts, what are frost tender plants I should be cautious about planting out too early? Jenny, this is a brilliant thing to be cautious of because the daytime temperatures are very high. Jenny, you've hit about what's called the diurnal temperature variation. So this is where it's springtime, we can have huge variations between the daytime temperature, so plus 20 degrees centigrade,
Now, you're not
and the
doing a Michael
nighttime
Fish on us,
temperature.
are you?
Oh, there's a swingometer probably somewhere.
You know what happens when you got it wrong?
I know.
Sorry, I'd bite the name.
So
Sorry, you carry on.
that's all right. So basically, what we need to watch out for things which, although the temperature outside might be looking lovely at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, by 4 in the morning, it could be almost 1 degree or even less at this time of year. So watch out for things like in your herbaceous borders, things like penstemons and salvias. I still wouldn't be cutting those back until the end of April has passed. So although it's really tempting when it's nice and warm in the day, if you cut those plants back now, overnight, it's like giving me a really, really severe haircut and then sending me out in January with no hat on. It's going to cause them a huge amount of shock and they don't like that at all. So hold off on your penstemons and your salvias. Equally for your annuals, if you're planting things like cosmos, keep them indoors. They are not hardy. They will not be able to survive the overnight cold temperatures. For your veg garden, things like your tomatoes and chilies, they may be leaping out of your pots and desperate to get out there, but unless you've got a greenhouse or somewhere which is frost protected, don't put them out yet. It's really tempting to do so, but hold back. Once you get into May, the temperatures and the days are so much longer, you won't lose out overall by not planting things out. If you plant them out a bit too early, you could use your entire stock.
Just hold
So
back a
if in
couple of
doubt,
weeks, isn't it?
ex
Just hold back a
exactly.
few.
If
Yeah,
in doubt,
just
hold
it's only a
back.
couple of weeks,
It'll be
isn't
fine.
it? Till May.
It will be a May bank holiday before we know it.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Brian from Old Basing had a similar
Hiya, Brian.
question. Honestly, these are brilliant questions from our listeners as ever. And Brian is asking a very sensible question. Well, what vegetable seeds or seedlings can typically be planted outdoors in the UK around now? Well, what we've just said, Brian, to Jenny is pretty much the opposite here. So anything which is hardy can go out now, and typically for veg, that are things which are going to be producing next autumn winter time. So it's things like cauliflowers, radishes, spring onions, even things like chard. Rainbow chard is a brilliant, brilliant plant because you can grow it, you can eat it, it looks beautiful, it cuts and comes again. Things you can also start to look at hardy herbs. So things like chives are brilliant to start now as well. They can cope with the cold, they can cope with the frosts. Your early potatoes can also go out as well. So those are the kind of things which you can definitely have on your tick list to get out and get a packet of seeds or two and start to sow those. Hold back on your courgettes, hold back on your cucumbers, your tomatoes, your chilies. Not, we're just not there yet, but we really are nearly there, Brian. So I hope that helps.
And don't forget, only plant what you're going to eat.
Indeed, and what is expensive to buy?
There you
The
go.
two golden rules.
There's some good questions there, Claire.
Brilliant questions. As ever, a huge thank you to all our listeners. Our inboxes and our emails are always open to help you because it's really interesting to see what people are growing. Lots of people have been really enthusiastic this year. I think that the nice temperatures have tempted lots of people out. So it's really good to be able
Absolutely.
to help as many as possible.
Yeah, so what you got planned for Easter? Anything good apart from eating chocolate Easter eggs?
Oh yeah, obviously you need to eat all the chocolate, that's a given. I am going to be probably making a rhubarb crumble with my
Oh,
rhubarb, which I'm
nice.
going to be pulling, which is lovely. I might even, I've got a bit of lawn care to do because it's been so dry, I've not put down fresh lawn seed, but I'm going to try and do that. It's me versus the dog, so we'll see how that goes. And other than that, I'm just going to relax. How about you?
I'm going to have a nice Easter lunch, nice Easter lamb, roast lamb, I think, for Easter dinner, and then I'm going to eat my Easter egg, so that'd be all right, wouldn't it? So, what
Oh, lovely.
do you like cream eggs?
No,
Oh
I'm
well,
not about the cream eggs, but I'm all for the caramel ones, I'm afraid.
Cadbury's, in Cadbury's world, they've just made a large cream egg. It stands 3 foot tall and it weighs 7 stone in
Wow,
Cadbury's world. Can you imagine?
that's a challenge, isn't it?
I mean, I get into a mess eating a little one, let alone one of them big ones.
That is properly diabetes on a plate. Well, not even on a
Oh,
plate, you know, on a thing, isn't
absolutely.
it? But well done, the people who made that. I imagine that's some serious engineering gone in behind that.
Anything else you want to talk about today?
And no, that's it for now. So yeah, watch out for those sneaky last frosts, but get out there and enjoy it. There's a guide also out on the website about if you're shopping for plants, which is a popular thing to do this holidays, how to shop for plants. And I'll put a link into the back episode. We did a whole one about how to buy plants well and how to get some sneaky bargains as well along the way.
Perfect. So I'm going to speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. As per usual, Claire, what is your song for today?
Well, I was helping a very dear friend the other day with her garden, and it was just a joy to get out there, do some digging, some weeding, some plant shopping together. And one of our favourite songs together is Journeyman, Don't Stop Believing. So this is for you, Beth. Don't stop believing.
Okay, we'll put it on for you now. Thank you very much, Claire, and I will speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Speak to you soon. Goodbye now.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.